You're listening to Stoke FM, broadcasting at 92.5 FM in Revelstoke. Here's a news update. Google has struck a deal with the federal government, and Canadian news content will not be blocked in Google searches as a result. The Canadian government in the spring passed the Online News Act, Bill C-18, the intent of which is to try and support the Canadian media industry by getting tech giants to pay news organizations to host their content. The idea being that these companies benefit from ad revenue from the news content. The law applies to tech giants that are worth more than $1 billion. So far, that means Meta and Google. Meta is Facebook and Instagram. Meta refused to pay for ad revenue it gains from hosting news content. It blocked Canadians from seeing news content on its sites, and it blocked media organizations from posting to their accounts. And that's why if you go to Stoke FM's Instagram account, you'll notice all our posts are blocked. We can't share stories. Same with our Facebook. Google has agreed to pay to host the news content that comes up in searches. They'll compensate companies $100 million for their content. It's unclear how this money will be distributed. Stoke FM is a member of the National Campus and Community Radio Association. Barry Rook is the executive director. Here he is explaining this a bit more.
Bill C-18 is one of the ways in which the government is attempting to get tech giants to help support the media industry. As of right now, what we understand is there are two companies that are captured in the legislation. One is Meta, which has Facebook and Instagram. The other is Google. We are also aware that there's two or three companies that are close to the threshold of being involved in the regulations as they go forward. The two that I've heard that have named are Bing, the other search alternative, and TikTok. How many people get their news and information from TikTok, I can't speak to that, but they're possibly large enough to be able to manage that. And the other name that I've seen or heard thrown around is Apple. The government sort of expects those to roll into the process. What we saw was the Meta was sort of the first to respond publicly to this new legislation. Their decision was that they don't want to play in the field. From my sort of view of the process, we're looking at the government of Canada is sort of the second government to approach these groups and try to make some of these groups help pay for what's happening domestically. The first was in Australia. Both Google and Meta were implemented in that process. They both pushed back. There was a loophole found, which got them out of the process, and essentially people moved forward. Government of Canada saw that process, said, hey, I guess we're next in line, went forward that process and kind of closed the loophole that was brought into place. This has essentially triggered the start of the governments across the world doing this. So we know that the states, we know that Europe, they're all kind of lining up behind seeing what Canada's done. And because they think, well, if Canada can get some money, maybe we can do so as well. They recently said there was reporting of an agreement similar to this in Germany for Google for $600 million as opposed to the $100 million here. So there's process happening. Meta has essentially said this is too rich for them. News and that type of information is not part of what their platform is, and they've divested news from the entire process. Unless there's some sort of weird change, the sort of winds say that they are fully exiting the news department because it's going to cost them too much in other places, and they don't view it as a major impact in their organizations. And as a result, we're going to be left out of that process. What happens to our stations who were blocked is still up in the air, because if there's no reason for us to be a pawn in this discussion, maybe Meta will unblock them because we can't share news and information anyways. Maybe they'll keep them blocked and we have to find another workaround. So the Meta element is still very much up in the air, but I would not put as a primary expectation or goal as we go forward.
Barry Rook is the executive director of the National Campus and Community Radio Association. For more on this story, don't go to our Instagram. Check out the news section of our website, stokefm.com.